Bonjour and welcome back to the History of German Dance. This is a little bit about history of what went and happened from the beginning of when there was no drums and how they might have possibly come into being, and of course about dancing and coming on to a few eras of when they had bandit Native Americans singing and dancing, and then when it got brought back, and then some of the laws, and of course the different various dances you'll probably see at a powwow in this area, and about some of the songs that you will definitely hear, and then about the setup of the powwow. MCs to arena directors to the grand entries to the powwow arbor itself, powwow committee being the significant people that put the event, the whole event together at each powwow, and also about the vendors, food, and things that you may want to incorporate into your outfits, such as beads and conchos. And you'll also find smudging bowls there. You'll find different kinds of smudges there also. Sweet grass, sage, cedar. Those are some of the things you're going to see at a powwow, and that's some of the history of how it all came into being. Powwow, again, coming from the Narragansett word, meaning spiritual leader. And a little bit about what I experienced, I guess when I was a young boy. As I got older, I told my parents what I remembered of being at a powwow, and the powwow that I had went to, and what I had seen, and what I had remembered, and they told me I was just about 10 months old when I went there. And so it definitely grabbed my whole life, and I started singing when I was 8 years old. Singing the rest of my life. I'll sing the rest of my life from that time on until I head back home. And some of the things I got to experience were a lot of people, a lot of drum groups, they come and gone. A lot of people enter the powwow arena, and how their lives are changed by it. Some of them have passed on now and went home, but some of the things I got to learn from some of them was really, really incredible. Some of their songs that they knew and that they liked, and also that what the songs had meant to them, and where they had first heard their songs, and what got them started. Some of that history of drum and dance. And you know, since I've been going to these, and I've had the privilege to listen to these guys on this program here, the history of drum and dance is just an incredible opportunity to go ahead and bring some of those to light, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We're going to get out into the community here in the Leech Lake Reservation and definitely talk to other people that are out there and their experiences and how they come to be here and in their powwow world, what encouraged them, where they're at today, what they're doing, things they've added or things they've learned, at what point in time they come into the arena, and some of the things that they've experienced and have seen. And so it's not just about how the powwow came into being in the beginning around here in this area. Since we came and occupied this land here, it was more or less a gathering, and we used it as a gathering, and we've talked about that, to get to know each other socially, who was born, who had passed on, especially during the winter months, and who were good matches. We're going to each other's tribes, and so the powwow was definitely not just an event. It was really a social thing that determined survival, the survival of where we were going, where we were heading. And everybody knows, you know, by word of mouth, and the you know, that's just almost as fast as Facebook, the Moccasin Telegraph, they used to call that. So we kind of had like the Facebook thing before Facebook was Facebook, Moccasin Telegraph, and that was a speedy little thing, you know, going out and blaze through Indian country like wildfire. And it's pretty much still that way today. And as we get to go to these events that these power committees put on for us, we get to see again new people that are coming into this world, little babies, and who was born, and of course who had passed on. It's still that way today. But we also get to go through each other's accomplishments too. Like some people are becoming doctors and they're getting out there in the medical world, in the scientific medical world. They're becoming doctors, educated in those ways. They're becoming superintendents. They're becoming president of colleges. They're becoming people that help make rocket fuel. They're becoming people that are going into the state senates and becoming senators and governors and those types of things. It's really an amazing thing that's happening, and those things come out of the powwow world, and they're told. Those are factual events that are passed on from one powwow to another, whether they're athletes like Billy Mills or whoever. I know he's come to these areas and has talked at different powwows about his accomplishments. And you know, we got elders who are also hanging on to the ways and hanging on to the language and trying to pass those things on. And we got these elders that have so much more information, and us as young generation are definitely trying to retain that and hold on to that and keep those ways alive. And powwows are a good way to come together and to learn those types of things and to get educated with each other and amongst each other. Since we didn't have a written language before, a lot of these things are passed on to us verbally by word of mouth. Call them legends. So anyway, we are coming to a close again for the History of German Dance. I appreciate that each and every one of you is tuning in each week to listen to this History of German Dance programming. It's highly educational for everyone, and about etiquette in the powwow world. And appreciate that you tune on in. We'll see you again next week. History of German Dance. Miigwech.